弟兄姊妹平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Peace.
我们今天要分享的这个讲道呢是重生的奇迹。
And this morning, I would like to share with you is the miracle of rebirth.
我们分享的经文呢是约翰福音的三章一到二十一节。
And the verse is in the John chapter 3:1-21.
那开始之前呢，我先问大家一个问题。
So before we started, let me ask you a question.
你在耶稣基督里面重生了吗？
Are you born again in Jesus?
那么有的人可能会说，哎，我从小就是在教会里长大的。
And some people may say, I was raised in a Christian family.
甚至有的人可能说，我的爸爸就是牧师，我的爷爷，我的外公就是牧师。
And some people may say, my dad or my grandparents were a pastor.
但是这个可以保证你就是在耶稣基督里面重生了吗？
Are you guaranteed that you are born again Christian?
我有幸呢去拜访一个弟兄姐妹他的家里。
I had an opportunity to visit a Christian family.
我能够看到呢他的家里面呢有这个非常宝贵的这个传统遗留下来。
I have see there's a lot of treasure stuff that come from in the past.
弟兄姐妹告诉我呢说他们的这个外祖父呢，就是中国第一代的，教会的主教，地区的主教。
That person told me that her grandparents were the first
bishop
in China, the first generation of bishop in China.
但是弟兄姊妹也跟我做见证。
But the person actually testified.
他年轻的时候不认识主耶稣基督。
But she did not know Christ at the time.
一直到他的这个后半生，他才重新回到神的家里面。
Until later life that she returned home.
跟主耶稣基督建立个人的关系。
And establish a personal relationship with Jesus.
在主里重生。
And become a born again Christian.
有的人呢会说，我经常参加宗教活动啊。
And some people say I attend a lot of religious activities.
但是这件事情能够保证你在主里重生了吗？
Do those things will guarantee that you are born again Christian?
有的人会说，我遵守道德的标准。
And very soon, I follow the moral standards.
哎呀，我这个从来不违反交通规则。
I never violate any traffic rules.
我从来不说谎。
I never lie.
我不抽烟不喝酒。
I do not smoke nor drink.
但是这样高的道德标准能够保证你是在主里重生。
And which high moral standard can guarantee that you are born again Christian?
我们在进入今天的经文之前呢一起来做一个祷告。
Before we start, let's pray.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Dear Heavenly Father, Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
感谢你，你赐给我们这样一个美好的清晨。
And we want to thank you, give us this beautiful morning.
让我们能够来到你的脚前，来亲近你，来敬拜。
So we can come to worship before you.
感谢你赐给我们你宝贵的话语。
And you give us your precious words.
让我们通过来学习你的话语，我们能够更多的来认识你。
And so learn your words that we know you more.
也更多的来认识我们自己。
And we get to know ourselves as well.
主啊，我们把以下的时间完全的仰望在你的手里面。
We continue to put all the times into your hands.
求你此时此刻就临在这里与我们同在。
And you'll be with us at this moment.
求你的圣灵就充满这里，充满我们每个人的生命。
Holy Spirit will fill this place and fill our hearts.
求你的圣灵来膏抹孩子的口，让孩子口里所出的每一句话都是由你而来。
So you will be anointing my speak that every word that comes from me is coming from you.
主啊，谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
We want to thank you, pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天讲到呢，分成三个部分。
And we're going to have three parts.
第一个部分呢是重生的必要性。
The necessity of a rebirth.
我们一起来读三章一节。
And let's read John chapter 3, the verse 1.
有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。
Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council.
写下约翰福音的作者约翰呢，在这里介绍一个新的人物。
The author of John that introduced a new person.
这个尼哥底母是个什么人呢？
What kind of person is Nicodemus?
我们先来看他是男的还是女的。
First of all, is whether male or female?
在过去的几十年呢，中国的农村地区经历过一个很大的教会的复兴。
And so, last decades that there was a revival in the farmland in China. many places.
有几千万人因着这个复兴呢啊来信主。
And probably more than tens of millions became Christians through this revival.
但是呢，因为这个文化程度所限，有的时候也犯一些可爱的错误。
And because of the limitation of their education, very often they make some very cute mistakes.
有一次呢，我上这个汉语圣经新译本的总编的课。
And so one time I was taking a special class about the New Translation of Bible.
他说呢，有一次他去一个农村的教会。
And one time he went to a particular church in that area.
他听到一个农村的传道人呢在讲这段经文。
And so someone, a pastor in that area, talk about this passage.
这个传道人呢说有一天晚上。
And this minister said one night.
有一个老姊妹来看耶稣。
There's a very old sister come to visit Jesus.
这个老姊妹呢，有一个儿子叫尼哥。
And so there's a very old, this old, very old sister has a son called 尼哥 Nico.
因为你知道，很多时候我们在中国给这个男孩子起名字就叫什么哥什么哥。
And very often in China, very often we name them 哥。
而且呢，如果你是拿到的这个比较早先的和合本的译本，你会发现尼格迪姆的那个底字呢，写的是白勺的那个。
And so in the original, the traditional translation, the D is like, 他的的 yeah.、
然后这个新译本的总编呢说，这个不能怪农村的传道人。
And so the new translator author said you cannot blame those people.
这是我们圣经翻译者的责任，我没有想到会有这样的，误导。
It's a translator responsibility because we misled them.
那么尼哥底姆呢？我很负责任告诉大家，是一个男人。
I will guarantee you, Nicodemus is a male.
他是什么人呢
？What kind of person he is?
这个经文告诉我们一些很重要的信息。
And there's a lot of very important message in here.
首先，他是法利赛人。
First of all, he's a Pharisee.
法利赛人是什么样的人呢
？What kind of person is a Pharisee?
法利赛人呢是犹太教中的一个很重要的派别
，and is very important in their Jewish religion.
那么他们有什么样的特点呢
？But there's a special things about them.
他们特别看重旧约的律法。
They very focus on the law of the Old Testament.
他们标榜呢，他们是这个遵守律法还有道德的榜样。
And they are the one actually.Follow the law, and they are the example of the law.
他们遵守旧约的律法呢，不光是到一个刻板的地步，甚至到了一个极端的地步。
And besides, they obey the law, and to the point is to extreme.
比方说，有一次耶稣的门徒在安息日的时候肚子饿了。
And so there was one time the Jesus' disciple was hungry during the Sabbath day.
他们在路过麦田的时候呢，就掐了麦穗。
And was passing a wheat field and pick some of the seeds.
手里搓一搓。
And so actually just rub it.
把这个骨壳呢吹掉。
And get rid of that the outside the skin.
然后呢吃这个麦仁。
And just start eating it.
法利赛人呢就谴责耶稣。
So Pharisee actually accused the Jesus.
说你的门徒们犯了旧约的律法。
And so your disciple actually violate the law of the Old Testament.
犯的是什么样的律法呢
？What kind of law they violate?
是因为他们掐了别人麦田里的麦穗吗
？Because they take somebody else's wheat.
不是的。
No.
旧约的律法里面特别的有人性化的这样的规定。
And so the Old Testament, the law suggests is very humanistic.
如果这个长途旅行的人肚子饿了，是可以掐这个麦田里的麦穗来吃的，只要是他当时他自己吃，他不是弄了很多带回家。
So there's actually a suggestion that if you travel for a long period of time on your journey, yes, you can pick some of those weeds from other people's field as long as you're not stealing a large amount.
那法利赛人责备耶稣在哪里呢
？So what they accuse Jesus about?
他们责备呢，这个旧约律法规定在安息日的时候呢，不可以打谷，不可以扬场。
And so they accused Jesus because during the Sabbath day, you cannot be in the field and doing those kind of things.
那么他们说呢，你掐这个麦穗下来，这就是收割。
And so you are actually pick up the wheat, you are harvest.
你这个搓一搓，然后这个一吹呢，这是羊场。
And so you are robbing it, and it's like you harvest the doing something in the field.
所以我们也看到法利赛人呢，他不光是对自己有很高的要求。
And they have a high standard for themselves.
这种高的遵守律法还有道德的标准呢，成为他们这种心理优越感的很重要的一部分。
And became their superiority.
所以他们就不断的好像就一直盯着耶稣基督要挑他的错。
So they were trying to find faults in Jesus' daily life.
那么这个尼哥底母呢是这样一个法利赛人。
And Nicodemus is a Pharisee.
而且呢这里又说他是犹太人的官。
And actually a member of a Jewish ruling council.
他是什么样的官呢？
What kind of official he is.
那么我们在英文版本里看见呢，这里特别说他是这个犹太人宗教公会的成员。
And it's a Jewish ruling council.
我曾经呢有机会在美国的不同的州去旅行。
I have been traveling in several different states in United States.
每到一个州政府呢，我都要想办法要进到他那个州政府大楼里面去。
And every time I went to that state, I would like to go to the capital.
通常呢，州政府的大楼都是向公众开放的。
And because the capital usually the information center is open.
而且有两三次的机会呢，他们州议会正在开会，我居然是可以到二楼从那个阳台上进去听旁听的。
And very often when they conduct meeting on the Monday, I can observe and watch it.
作为一个呢缺少这个议会政治传统的民族的人呢，其实我是有很多感慨的。
I have a lot of really thoughts about it because in the past it was a lack of that kind of freedom.
虽然以色列这个地方呢，犹太人是在罗马帝国的统治之下的。
So even though Jews were under Roman ruling at that time.
但是他们还是享有很大的自治权。
But they have some of the autonomy.
特别是在宗教方面。
Especially in their religion.
那么他们最重要的这个议会地方议会呢就是这个公会。
And the most important is their ruling council.
这个尼哥底母呢他是这个地方议会的议员。
So Nicodemus is a member of the Jewish ruling council.
所以我们能够看到呢这个人他是有社会地位的。
You know he has a high society status.
甚至是我猜测他是有很高的经济地位的。
I also think that his financial status is pretty high as well.
而且以这个犹太人的传统来说，他应该是一个很年长的人。
And so for a Jewish tradition, he probably is an elderly.
那么这样一个法利赛人，一个犹太人的官，而且又是宗教的精英，他晚上来找耶稣基督做什么呢？
So that person is a Jewish elite and also is the council member. Why did he come to see Jesus at night?
我们一起来读第二节。
And let's read verse 2.
这人来见耶稣，说拉比。我们知道你是由神那里来做师父的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。
He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him.
这个非常的宝贵。
And this is very precious.
我们在圣经里面读到的其他的法利赛人都是那种很高傲的。
And we see when we read about the Pharisee in the Bible, they're very, very prideful.
是非常自以为意的。
And they think they're righteous.
不断的在挑耶稣基督的错误的。
They continue to find fault in Jesus.
但是这个法利赛人，这个地位很高的法利赛人尼哥底母，他来见耶稣。
And this person has a high status, but he came to see Jesus.
而且他什么时候来找耶稣呢？
But when did he come to see Jesus?
他是夜里来见耶稣的。
He come to see Jesus at night.
可能还不是傍晚，可能是深夜来见耶稣。
And probably is the middle of the night.
原因是什么呢？
Why?
他可能会害怕被别人看到他来找耶稣。
He maybe was afraid that other people would see him come to see Jesus.
那么他对耶稣基督有没有信心呢？
But did he have any faith in Jesus?
他对耶稣基督的认识是什么样的呢？
What kind of understanding did he really know Jesus?
我们来看他是怎么说的。
And let's see what did he say.
他管耶稣基督叫什么呀？
What did he call Jesus?
他叫拉比。
Rabbi.
拉比相当于什么呢？相当于犹太会堂的牧师。
And so he's almost like a pastor of a Jewish temple.
这个不光是 老师这样的称呼，这个比老师的尊敬程度更高，人生导师的意思。
The status is even higher than a teacher.
那么，这个尼哥底母他身为宗教精英，是这样一个有政治权力、社会地位、经济地位的人，他来偷偷的来见耶稣。
He came to see Jesus privately, even though he has such a high status in religion and also in financial and social status.
他很谦卑的。
He was very humble.
管一个大概三十岁的这样一个年轻人叫做拉比。
He came to call Jesus Rabbi.
我记得前几个月我第一次来教会的来这个教会的时候。
A few months ago when I came here the first time.
我当时压力很大。
I was in a lot of stress.
因为我听见有弟兄姐妹跟别人讲我听到了说哎呀这个牧师怎么这么年轻啊我好不习惯啊。
So I actually overheard people to tell others that this pastor is so young, I'm not used to it.
我们传统的观念里面对于这个宗教的领袖或者说对于这个牧师对于拉比是有一个年龄上的一个期待的。
And so very often we have some expectation of a pastor, or maybe rabbi, because they're usually a little older.
但是这个尼哥底母对一个三十岁的年轻人说拉比。
But Nicodemus called Jesus Rabbi.
我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的。
We know your teacher has come from God.
尼哥底母说我们知道你是由神那里来的。
We know you come from God.
而且是来做老师的。
And you came as a teacher.
然后他讲这个原因呢因为他观察到了说因为你所行的神迹若没有神同在，无人能行。
So actually, you could not perform all those signs and miracles if God didn't give it to you.
我是觉得这是非常宝贵的一件事情。
This is so precious here.
而且呢，整本圣经记录的这个法利赛人呢，只有两个人后来回转跟随了耶稣。
And so all the recording in the New Testament, there's only two Pharisees returned to Jesus.
第一个呢，就是尼哥底母。
The first one is Nicodemus.
第二个是谁？这个题目很难，谁能答到？哇，这个太了不得了。
What?
第二个法利赛人呢是使徒保罗。
And the second one is Apostle Paul.
他在大马士革的路上呢，经历了耶稣之后，回转归向了耶稣。
In Damascus, that he actually met Jesus, so he became a Christian.
但在此之前呢，那时候他名字叫扫罗，他是一个法利赛人。
And before that, his name was Saul, and he was a Pharisee.
那么我们看尼哥底母在这里他对耶稣基督的认识其实已经很了不起了。
And if you look here, the way how he knew Jesus already outstanding.
但是呢也不完备完全。
But it's not complete.
比方说他管耶稣基督叫拉比。
For example, he called Jesus Rabbi.
他觉得耶稣基督呢是一个学问很大属灵上面这个修养非常高的一个老师。
He thinks that Jesus is someone who has a very, very rich knowledge teacher.
但他没有叫耶稣基督主。
Because he did not call Jesus Lord.
他还不真正认识这样一位为我们道成肉身的这样一位神的独生子。
He did not know how Jesus came as a man.
那么耶稣基督是怎么回应他的呢
？But how did Jesus reply to him?
我们一起来读第三节。耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”
Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again."
耶稣基督呢，在这里做了一个比喻。
And so Jesus give an example.
这个比喻呢，就像一个人他重新的。又像一个小婴儿一样出生的这样一个过程。
So it's a illustrate. It's like a new baby just born again.
而且耶稣呢说这个是非常非常重要是必要的。
And it's truly tell is this is extremely important.
他用一个双重否定的这样的逻辑呢来强调他的重要性。
And he used a double negative to confirm the importance.
人若不重生就不能见神的国。
If no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again.
我们说神的国不是一个地理概念，不是一个空间概念。
And so it's not geographic or is location.
神的国到底在天上还是在地上
？So is the kingdom is in heaven or is on earth?
神的国在美国还是在中国
？Or United States or in China?
都不是。
No.
神的国，他强调的是 神掌权的那个状态。
And is the kingdom of God is God's sovereignty.
这是犹太人包括我们都期待的神完全掌权的状态，那是神的国。
And so kingdom of God is that God's in control, regardless of Jew or us.
耶稣说，你若不重新的出生，你就不能够见到神的国。
So you cannot see the kingdom of God if you're not born again.
那么，这个尼哥底母是怎么反应的呢？我们一起来读第四节。
So let's read verse 4, how Nicodemus responded.
尼哥底母说，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来啊？生出来吗？
How can someone be born when they are old? Nicodemus asked. Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born.
在这里呢，我们推测尼哥底母肯定是已经老了。
And we assume Nicodemus is an elderly.
那么他呢还没有完全领会主耶稣基督做的这个比喻的意思。
He truly did not really fully understand this what Jesus meant.
但他很认真的来问，那么人已经老了，如何能重生呢？
So he was very serious. We are so old already. How can we be born again? Go back to mother's womb.
尼哥底母很希望能够见到神的国，这是他一辈子所期待的。
And Nicodemus always wanted to see the kingdom of God. That's something he's been expecting all his life.
他也相信耶稣基督的话。
He also believed Jesus' words.
他这个时候很认真地问，岂能再从母腹生出来吗？
He was very serious. How can we be born again through mother's womb?
你说的要重生，怎么样才能够重生呢？
And you say born again. How can we be born again?
那么耶稣基督他做的这个比喻到底是什么意思呢？
So what does Jesus mean?
在我们重生之前，我们是什么样的状态呢？
So before we were born, what condition were we in?
我们的灵性是死在过犯罪恶中的。
We're spiritually we were dead in the transgression and sins.
我们是与神隔绝的，没有真实的关系。
We're alien from God and have no true relationship.
我们容易被罪捆绑，无法自救。
We've been bound by sin and powerless to change.
可能我们的道德很优秀，但是没有属灵的新的生命。
And even though we may have a lot of high moral standard, but really do not have a new life.
那么在罗马书，这是另外第二个这个回转的法利赛人使徒保罗写的。
And so in Roman, this is what Apostle Paul wrote.
三章二十三节，这里说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
他这里说呢，世人都犯了罪。
And say all have sinned.
甚至是你那些觉得你是完美的遵守这样的高标准的道德规范的人，你也是犯了罪。
Even you have a very extremely high moral standard, but you also have sin.
那么，在另外一处，使徒保罗呢，在以弗所书二章一节说
，And Paul also said this in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。
As for you, you were dead in your transgression and sins.
是谁叫你们活过来呢
？So who led you born again?
是神借着耶稣基督让我们活过来。
And it's through Jesus Christ so we can reconcile with God.
那我们重生之后的生命是什么样的状态呢
？And what kind of new life we have after we become a Christian?
我们的灵里活了过来，与神和好了。
We were spiritually become alive. We reconcile with God.
我们得到新的性情，新的身份。这个身份呢，就是神的儿女。
And we have a new identity. We also have a new nature as God's child.
我们有圣灵的内住。帮助我们能够胜过罪恶。
The Holy Spirit drawing us, then let us overcome our sins.
我们拥有新的人生方向，流露基督的生命出来。
And we have a new direction in life that overflow God's life.
这个基督的生命从我们的生命里面流淌出来，让身边的人能够看到，哎，这个人好像有点不一样。
And we begin to overflow, flow the life of Jesus. People see we're different.
那么，耶稣基督前面说，你若不是这个重生的，你就不能够见神的国。
And earlier said, if you're not born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
那进入神的国的条件，这个重生究竟是通过什么能够重生呢
？So what are the conditions to go to God's kingdom?
在约翰福音十四章六节这里说，耶稣自己说：“我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
So John 14 and verse 6 says, Jesus answered, I'm the way and the truth and the life. No one come to the Father except through me.
我们是靠着耶稣基督可以重生。
And through Jesus, we can be born again.
能到父那里去，能够享受神完全掌权的这种美好的状态。
We can go to the Father and we can really enjoy the kingdom of God.
我们来看这个第二部分，就是 重生的本质。
And so think about the nature of a rebirth.
我们一起来读第五节。
And verse 5.
耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
Jesus answered, Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit.
耶稣呢，已经是连着用这个实实在在的告诉你来强调这个事情的重要性。
And Jesus repeatedly used the very truly I tell you to tell you the importance of those things.
这个重生呢，是要从水和圣灵生的。
And talk about born again is from water and the Spirit.
这里呢，又是第二个双重否定的逻辑。
And so again, the double negative.
人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
It's no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit.
就从水生呢，很多的神学家，认为呢，这个指的是我们受洗礼的这个圣礼。
Theologian very often talk about the water is that water baptism.
这个我们受洗礼归入主，不光是一个形式上的礼仪，而且同时我们也有圣灵的内住。
And water baptism not only is a ceremony, it's also indwell Holy Spirit.
所以我们信主，我们受洗礼，这是从水和圣灵生的。
So that's why when we became a Christian, that we became a born of water and the Spirit.
这样我们就可以进入神的国。
So we can enter God's kingdom.
我们一起来读第六节。
And let's read verse 6.
主耶稣说，从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to spirit.
这个重生呢，它是一个属灵的一个新生命。
And talk about rebirth is spiritual born.
我们虽然呢，母亲生产我们的时候，给我们一个肉体的生命。
So our mother deliver us, give us a physical flesh.
这个本身是非常宝贵的。
It's very precious.
当我们在主里重生的时候呢，我们的属灵的生命呢又重新的出生了。
But when we are born again, we are born again in the spirit.
耶稣为什么用这样一个比喻来比喻我们一个全新的生命的状态呢？
And why Jesus uses such an example to describe our spiritual condition?
我跟我太太呢要小孩比较晚。
And so me and my wife, we had our child a little bit late in life.
我们等候了很多年，后来终于生下这个小宝宝的时候，我们宝贝的不得了。
And so we waited for many, many years after we have our son. We were so, he's so precious to us.
我记得那个时候我两只手就完全的可以把这个新生儿托在手里面。
And I can use my two hands and just carry the baby.
我看到他的时候，我好羡慕他。
And so when I actually look at him, I was really envious.
他有一个全新的开始。
He has a brand new start.
他有一个完美的开始。
He has a perfect start.
而且是一个充满希望的开始。
And also filled with hope.
我就在想，哎呀，我这一辈子也走过一些弯路，也有些遗憾，但他完全不需要有这样的走这样的弯路。
So I was thinking that in my life I have some rough start and rough journey, but he does not have to start like that.
我想我这一辈子呢，有一些不好的生活习惯。
I have really not very good habit, life habits.
可能呢，这个对自己的健康也造成了一些不好的影响。
I probably already affect my health.
但是这个小孩子他没有。
But this new baby.Does not have that issue.
一个全新的开始。
It's a brand new start.
我在想呢，我已经渐渐的要老去了，但是他是如此的年轻，他一切都是崭新的。
But I'm start aging, but he is so young. It's a brand new start for him.
只有一件事情给我一点安慰。
And that's one thing give me the comfort.
就是我看见我自己脸上有皱纹呢，我看见他脸上也有皱纹。
And when I see there's a wrinkle on my face, he also have a wrinkle on his face.
所以耶稣基督呢？告诉我们，我们需要像一个新生儿一样，有一个全新的开始，一个完美的开始，一个充满希望的开始。
And so Jesus tells us that we need to have a brand new start, just like a newborn baby.
我们这个属灵的生命的重生呢，可能外表上不是那么明显，不像一个肉身出生的一个新生儿那样明显能够看到这个新的生命。
Maybe our spiritual rebirth is not like a physical physical birth.That's so obvious.
那么耶稣是怎么样来解释这个事情呢？
But what did Jesus explain it?
我们一起来读第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
The wind blows whenever you please. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit.
这个风呢，对于古代人来说，他们是看不见，甚至是摸不着的。
And in the ancient time, that for those people, you cannot tell, you cannot feel the wind, and you cannot touch the wind.
但是风是真实存在的。
But it actually exists.
而且有的时候呢，是蛮有力量的。
And wind has a power.
那么在这个约翰福音第一章呢，十三节，这里说，这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的。乃是从神生的。
So John, chapter 1, verse 13, talk about children born not of a natural descent, nor of a human decision or husband's will, but born of God.
那么我们在主里重生呢，是一个从神生的全新的生命。
We are born again, that we have a brand new, a life from Jesus, from God.
在第二个回转的法利赛人保罗，在哥林多后书五章十七节这里说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
So 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 said, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here.
就像一个新生的新生儿一样，他有这个全新的开始，完美的开始，而且是充满希望的开始。
Just like a brand new, this new baby has a brand new start and a perfect start.
那么保罗呢，在以弗所书二章八节这里说，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐。
So Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 you talk about, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and it is not from yourself, it's a gift of God.
我们有这样的全新的生命，我们是本乎恩，这个恩是从哪里来的呢？
We have this brand new life, where did this come from?
这个恩典是从耶稣基督那里来的。
This grace is being coming from Jesus Christ.
要通过我们的信，我们要信他，我们就能够让这样的恩典作用在我们的生命里面。
And through faith, so that we became a born again.
我们就可以重新获得这样的新的生命。
We will receive a brand new life.
我们来到今天的第三个部分，就是重生的根基。
So we, that's the third part, talk about foundation of a rebirth.
我们一起来读十四节。
We read verse 14.
摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来。
Just as Moses lift up the snake in the wilderness, so that son of man must be lifted up.
尼哥底母这个人呢，他对旧约一定是非常熟悉的。
And Nicodemus probably familiar the Old Testament very well.
耶稣基督呢，要引导他来认识他自己。
And so Jesus wanted to teach him to help him to know him.
耶稣呢，就引用了一个旧约中的典故。
So he quoted the story from the Old Testament.
说摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来。
So how the Moses lift up the snake in the wilderness, the son of a man must be lifted up.
耶稣一提这个呢，尼哥底母肯定是非常熟悉知道的。
When Jesus mentioned that, Nicodemus knew.
那么这个典故在哪里呢？
And where does it come from?
这个典故在旧约的民数记二十一章。
And it's in the Numbers chapter 21.
那个时候在旷野里面，希伯来人出了埃及，他们在旷野里面流荡。
And so the Israel is wandering in the wilderness.
他们因为不顺服神呢，得罪了神，犯了罪。
Because they disobeyed God, actually made a committed sin.
那么就有毒蛇出来咬了很多的人。
And so the poison snake actually started bite people.
这个毒蛇是很可怕的。
And it's very dangerous.
那么这些人呢，被毒蛇咬了，很快就会面对死亡。
And those people will be bitten by the poison snake will die soon.
耶和华神提供了一个解决方案。
And so God provided a solution for them.
非常奇怪的解决方案。
And it's a very interesting and strange solution.
耶和华对摩西说，你制造一条火蛇挂在杆子上，凡被咬的一望着蛇就必得活。
The Lord said to Moses, make a snake and put it up on a pole. Anyone who is bitten and can look at it and live.
那么摩西便制造一条铜蛇挂在杆子上，凡被蛇咬的 一望这铜蛇就活了。
So Moses made a bronze snake and put it up on a pole. Then when anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snake, they lived.
在一千多年的时间里面呢，犹太人熟读这样的经文。
And so for more than 1,000 years, all the Jewish people know this verse very well.
但是他们不知道为什么神用这样一个奇怪的方法来救下这所有的被毒蛇咬的人。
But they didn't really understand why God created such a strange solution to save Jew.
这其实是神在旧约时代很早就留下一个耶稣基督的预表。
And so it's a prophecy of what Jesus will do in the future.
让人们之后呢能够更好的去理解为什么耶稣基督在十字架上他的死能够作用在我们的身上。
So that you predict what Jesus' death can save our lives.
为什么能够拯救我们的生命。
And can save us.
那么在约翰福音三章十五节呢，我们一起来读。
And verse 15, let's read together.
叫一切信他的都得永生。
For though everyone who believes may have eternal life in him.
这些在旷野被毒蛇咬的希伯来人呢，他们为什么要做一个动作，要望这个铜蛇呢
？And so those people being bitten by a snake, why do they need to look up the snake on the pole?
因为首先他们要相信，他们望了之后是能够治愈他们。
And first they have to believe, then if they look it up, then they will be healed.
这是一个多么奇怪的事情啊
！And it's a very strange thing.
这是反常识的事情。
It's very unusual.
但是你们相信吗
？But do you believe it?
你的信需要在你这样一个简单的动作里面体现出来。
Very often, your faith needs to be demonstrated by a very simple act.
那么这就是说叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For all those that who believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
那今天的这个经文第十六节呢，是很多人最喜欢的圣经的经节。
And this verse 16 is actually very popular. A lot of people love this verse.
我们一起来读。
And let's read together.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For those God loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, for whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life.
我们很多时候看见教堂的外面呢，如果这个有四个字，就是“神爱世人”这四个字。
Very often you will see the sign outside the church, God loved the world.
那么爱到一个什么样的地步呢
？To what point?
就是把他的独生子耶稣基督，或者说是这个三位一体、啊、其中的第二个位格、啊、赐给我们。
He gave his only begotten son, the one of the Trinity to us.
怎么样赐给我们呢
?How he gave it to?
让他受羞辱受鞭伤。
He was ashamed and bitten.
他为了我们的罪死在十字架上。
And he died for our sin on the cross.
之后呢又带着我们一起复活。
And then that resurrect with us.
这一切的这个痛苦是真实发生在耶稣身上。
And all those pain did happen in Jesus.
为的是什么呢
？Why?
是要叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So for whoever believes in him should not perish, have eternal life.
像那些被毒蛇咬了，注定是要死的人一样。
And just like the people who've been bitten by poison snake, they were supposed to die.
他们因着这样的一个信心的跳跃。他们去望那个铜蛇
，and so they leap of faith, bring them to look up the snake on the pole.
他们就可以不至灭亡，得以存活。
So they will not be perished; they can live.
那我们相信耶稣基督的人呢，就不至灭亡，反得永生。
And so for us, believing in Jesus will not be perished, have eternal life.
我们就可以拥有一个全新的开始，一个完美的开始，一个充满希望的开始。
So we have a brand new start and a perfect start.
可以享受到神掌权的那样美好的状态。
And can really enjoy the kingdom of God.
在约翰一书，这是约翰写的另外一卷书，四章十节。
So in First John and chapter 4, that's another book that John wrote.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱。
This is love, not that while we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
有人说我没有办法相信啊，你这个抬头望他一下，这么一个简单的事情就可以得救吗
？Well, that's unbelievable. You just look it up, and just for that one action, you can live.
你接受耶稣基督做你的救主和个人的主，你就得以赦罪，能够享受永生吗
？And so you just need to receive Jesus Christ, and you can be a reborn and be a new person.
这个太简单了。
It's too easy.
Too good to be true.
Yeah, 这不可以相信。
原因是困难的事情耶稣都已经做完了。
The reason is the most difficult part God already did for us.
让我们可以简单的用信心，用一个望的动作就可以得救。
So we just need to have a simple action is to believe and just look it up.
那么在约翰福音的十七章三节这里说。
So in John chapter 17 verse 3.
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
Now this eternal life that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
我们前面看了，就是重生它的重要性。
We know the necessity of being born again.
重生的本质。
And the also essence of a reborn.
还有就是重生的根基。
And foundation of a rebirth.
我们知道重生很重要，我们知道重生真的很美好，怎么样能够重生呢？
We know it's wonderful, it's important that to need to reborn, but what can we do?
就是要通过耶稣基督。
And through Jesus Christ.
我们接受他做我们的主和我们的救主。
Accepting him as our personal savior.
那么到了最后，我们又回到尼哥底母的这个故事。
So then we're going to go back to a story of Nicodemus.
尼哥底母他最后有没有重生呢？
Did he become a reborn Christian?
我相信他重生了。
I believe that he transferred his life.
比方说在约翰福音七章五十到五十一节。
And in John chapter 7:50-51.
那时候犹太人的公会呢，想要去捉拿耶稣基督。
And then some Jews, the religious leader, want to arrest Jesus.
但是尼哥底母呢，你知道他以前去找耶稣都是晚上去的，不敢被别人看见。
And you know that he would try to see Jesus at night.
但是这个时候他勇敢地站起来。
But he was very bold and stood up.
啊，我来读这个经文。内中有尼哥底母，就是从前去见耶稣的，对他们说，不先听本人的口供，不知道他所做的事，难道我们的律法还定他的罪吗？
Nicodemus, who had gone to Jesus earlier than who was one of their own member, asked, Does our law condemn a man without first hearing him to find out what he has been doing?
后来耶稣基督呢，为我们上了十字架，死在十字架上。
Then Jesus later died on the cross for us.
当他安葬的时候呢，
And when he was buried,
尼哥底母又来了。
And Nicodemus came again.
这个约翰福音十九章三十九节这里说，
And in verse 19, chapter 19, verse 39.
又有尼哥底母，就是先前夜里去见耶稣的，带着没药和沉香，约有一百金钱来。
As he was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night, Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, and about 75 pounds.
第一次他去见耶稣是夜里去的。
And first time he went to see Jesus at night.
后来这两次都是白天，都是很勇敢的这样的出现。
And the next two times he went, he was very boldly, that courageous, showed up during the day.
而且这个一百斤的没药和沉香在那个时代，甚至是在今天这个时代都是很贵重的。
And it's so expensive to have that 70 pounds of myrrh and aloes.
他可能把他全部的所有最好的东西都拿出来。
He probably offered his best to Jesus.
那么我再来问大家，你重生了吗？
So I'm going to ask you, are you born again?
你有没有在耶稣基督里面享受那个我说的全新的开始，完美的开始，充满希望的开始？
Do you enjoy this new beginning in Jesus Christ?
这是从神生的一个全新的生命。
And this is a newborn is a new life in Jesus.
如果弟兄姐妹，你这个愿意一起见到神的国，一起享受这样的甜美，啊，之后你可以来找我。
So if you're willing to be part of this wonderful kingdom of God, and then to enjoy the new life, come to see me afterwards.
到了最后呢，我们一起来背这些经文。
So in the end, let's memorize this verse.
可能有的人已经背过了。
I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with this verse.
我们一起来读三遍，然后有考试。
And so let's read three times, and we're going to have a little test.
约翰福音三章十六节。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。好，准备好了吗？ 请向你旁边的人来背诵出来。
所以你给你旁边的memorize it to the person next to you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only and the only son, and for whoever believes in him, that shall not perish and have eternal life.
That's good.
Well, you really memorize quickly.
And
let's pray together. Dearly Heavenly Father, Jesus and the Holy Spirit,
we want
to thank you for giving us wonderful verses.
And we
want to thank you, you have sent your only Son to us. So we will not perish, that we eternal life through him.
求你让我们每一个人都能够在你里面获得这样全新的生命。
So we all can have this brand new life in him.
让我们可以享受你的同在，你的圣灵的充满。
And so we can really enjoy your presence and this wonderful life.
我们愿意你的国实现在这，在我们中间。
And your kingdom will be done in among us.
求你完全的来掌权。
And continue to ring among us.
让我们活在你的里面。
So we live in you.
主要感谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
We want to thank you and pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.